Primary objective, destroy orbital defenses. Secondary objective, destroy enemy juggernauts, 0 of 9. A tree trunk creaked, and with a crash, an armored foot crunched it into the forest floor. Branches fell away from the pilot's view of a mountainside fortress. The perimeter wall of chain link and barbed wire was nothing more than decorative to the juggernaut of steel that acted as a lookout, keeping visual contact with the compound. The ground transports that entered through the gate as a convoy only came up to the juggernaut's shin.
"In position," the pilot said over the assault team's encrypted radio frequency. Everyone on that channel was a mercenary. Yesterday, they'd been strangers. Tomorrow, they might be enemies. Today, they were raiding a House Carvel security station.
The pilot checked the minimap, then tapped on the defensive wall. The range to target appeared in a soft blue font. 650 meters. A voice came over the juggernaut's internal speakers, gravelly and grizzled. It was Commander Voice Filter 08, one of the player filters that could make a 14-year-old sound like a hardened field general.
"Look sharp. We've got intel that there's aerial surveillance and a sizable garrison. We could just hit the comm tower and get out of here, but I think we've got a team to go for broke and rake in the bonus XP for a full clear of hostile units."
Another glory-hogging idiot.
"Roger that."
No point rocking the boat. As confirmations came in from across the assault team, it became clear that most of the other pilots were thinking the same thing as their leader. A blip on the minimap, flashing red and on an inbound vector, suddenly 4 more popped into scanner range to join it.
5 bogeys inbound, coming in from Hex F-109.
The pilot frantically tapped her console to transmit the data on the defender's artillery turrets to the rest of the team. There wasn't much time.
Target data shared.
Artemis was a Phoenix-class medium juggernaut, painted in orange and red shades reminiscent of its mythical namesake. Unlike most mediums, it was equipped as a scout. True light juggernauts were a liability in engagements like this once lead started flying and lasers lit the sky. Artemis was armed to fight once they engaged hostiles. Blue pinpricks of light coming across the mountain were the first visual signs of the House Carvel air support. The danger wasn't the guns or missiles equipped on the Dragonfly-class light fighters. The danger was getting spotted by them and losing the element of surprise.
"Any of you want to launch missiles? Now would be a great time,"
the Phoenix pilot radioed her comrades.
"Artemis, get us a lock on those Dragonflies,"
the commander ordered. He must have spotted them himself, but lacked the advanced tactical sensor package. Stupid, selfish noob. What was the point of detecting threats without being able to share that data with allies? It would have been easy. A couple taps on the minimap to mark them, and her targeting computer would relay a real-time feed to the rest of the juggernauts and her team. But they only had 1 opening salvo, and it needed to be the gun emplacements that would rain real damage if they had targets.
"Negative! Take out the artillery! Those 460mm guns will wreck our shit!"
"Do you know who I am?" the commander thundered. "I'm the one giving orders. Transmit target data or—"
The minimap panel flared red.
"They've spotted us!"
There was no time for a pissing contest, no matter which of them proved right. The Dragonflies had ID'd them, and it was time to move. Artemis lurched into action. Forward was the base and their objective. Backward was the cover of the forest. A thunderous explosion just a few dozen meters away, in the hex she'd just left, justified the pilot's decision. The artillery barrage had begun.
Bonus objective. Destroy reinforcements, 0 of 5.
Everyone would have seen that, even if none of them had the new hostile forces on sensors. It was a system message, and this particular alert meant only one thing. The pilot radioed her mercenary team.
"We've got a hostile player platoon. No visual yet, but this has to have been a trap."
"Fire at will,"
the commander with the chain smoker voice ordered.
"No more sneaking around. Keep on the move to avoid the shelling and engage the enemy at close range."